And now it's time to read from your letters. We got a flood of mail about Cheryl Corley's interview with Republican Congressman Phil Gingrey of Georgia. Cheryl asked the congressman whether he shared the view that the Abu Ghraib prison scandal was a Pearl Harbor for the Arab world. Many listeners were taken aback by the congressman's response. He said 9/11 was a psychological Pearl Harbor in the United States of America. I mean, that's what they did to us. Talking about another psychological blow, how about the killing of those four defense contractors and dragging their bodies through the streets of Fallujah? I don't condone any mistreatment of prisoners, but when you compare it to what's happened to our people, it pales by comparison. The reaction of listener Frank Baudino of Maryville, Missouri, was typical. Mr. Baudino said, Congressman Gingrey made it sound as though our involvement in Iraq is directly related to the 9/11 attacks. As has been noted in all reliable sources, there is no proven connection between Saddam Hussein's regime and the al-Qaeda attacks on 9/11. Listener George Demi of Atlanta, Georgia, wrote in about our profile of General Antonio Taguba, the officer who investigated the prison abuse scandal. Mr. Demi read the biographical material we posted on our website. Our title read, Fellow Filipino Americans Proud of Author of Iraqi Prison Report. Mr. Demi wrote, You don't need to be any particular sort of American to be proud of Antonio Taguba. I could not be more proud of a fellow American if he were my own son or daughter. I am profoundly honored that a man of Major General Taguba's integrity and courage is serving me, America, and her citizens in the U.S. Army. If anything you hear on our air makes you feel proud or peeved, please let us know. Send us your emails at watc@npr.org. Don't forget, please include a telephone number and let us know how you pronounce your name.